Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, being our own head shrinker or a two-for-one sale on happy, healthy, and wise. Well, folks, the good thing about bad news is that if you know what to do to keep the bad stuff from happening and you heed the warning, you feel great. That said, here's the bad news. Researchers examined some 1,350 middle-aged folks for four major factors predisposing to cardiovascular disease. They were the familiar culprits of high blood pressure, diabetes, being overweight, and smoking. A mere 7 years later, they gave them all MRIs of the brain to measure the size of the parts and the overall blob of noodles. And they gave them cognitive tests to see how their brains were functioning. Now, our brains tend to shrink a bit as we age, but it turned out that the brains of the people with the risk factors for cardiovascular disease shrunk much more. And those same unfortunate folks also lost considerable ability to plan, organize, and make decisions, and some ability to attend to and remember details, the memory. These were people who 7 years earlier showed no signs of dementia. Since a quarter of us have high blood pressure, two-thirds are overweight, 8+% have diabetes, 20+% smoke, this is scary stuff. If, like me, you're hoping to stay out of the nursing home and spend that also shrinking Social Security check on spoiling the grandkids to be, so later they'll visit me in my shrinking brain whether I'm in the home or not. So we know what to do. Get the BP under control, lose a few, fend off diabetes, and for goodness sake, if you're still smoking, quit, will you? This is a two-for-one sale, less chance of cardiovascular disease and dementia too. That said, more good news. Other recent research, which you may remember me talking about a few months back if you were paying attention, showed that brisk walking for 40 minutes, three times a week for a mere year, not only prevented the hippocampus, the memory part of the brain, from shrinking over 1% over that year, it led to a 2% increase. So take your hippo for a walk and watch it grow. Exercise also lowers the BP, helps with weight control and managing blood sugar, and it makes us happy to be healthy. Win, 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 win. Who knows? If you keep it up, your head might become as big as a hippo's. And no doubt the grandkids would love to see Gramps or Granny with the hippo head. It'll be like a cheap safari. What am I talking about? I don't know, but it's been fun. Hope to see you out walking. I'm Dr. Rich, Hippo Head O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.